It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer.
You know, fry people's faces off.
As a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine. Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hi, I'm Janet.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. And we're here on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
We're both on vacation.
It's light outside.
It is weird.
I love this.
To be in the basement. And yeah, it's light and
it nice. Is.
It's a little early to be drinking wine, but it's afternoon, so it's legal.
You don't know what I have in my coffee.
You're right. So welcome back, Ms. Carrie McLeod. It's been about a month. What's new?
Not a lot is new.
You almost died.
I did almost die. Of course, I'm sort of dramatic whenever I'm sick. I was really, really sick and still had to work. So I'm recovering from that. Other than that,
and you're
working.
Off all week. And maybe
am.
Next week.
Maybe next week.
That's so awesome. I'm off the rest of this week, and I'm loving it.
Isn't it
just
great?
Just to roll over at like 8 o'clock and not be like, oh my God, I'm late for work.
Right?
Like, I got up at 8:30, and Steve's like, why are you getting up? I'm like, I'm rested. I'm good. Let's go.
Exactly.
I'm not tired. And so, yeah. Staycation it is. I love staycations.
I do too.
There's no packing. There's no extra money being spent for travel. And, you know, the only thing I've done today outside of the house was go to the post office.
When you go away, too, you need, like, a vacation to
right.
get over your vacation.
Yes.
You don't feel so rested.
That happened to me
going
my
away
last
is
vacation.
Great.
Yeah. It's fun to go away, but, yeah, you need to,
uh-huh.
like, to come back and have still a day to recover.
Exactly.
So this last Sunday, we went out to dinner at Kona Grill here in Denver. Amazing food.
The service was not that great.
Service was
what was with the
horrible.
Service? I have been to Kona so many
Me
times.
Too. That
and
was
the
worst.
The service is usually incredible, and it was just...
Steve's like, you got to think maybe he has something going on in his life, or maybe he's new.
That's so nice and generous of Steve.
I
was just irritated. I still tipped him, but...
I know. So Steve got dinner that night, and I was like, why are you leaving 20%? He didn't earn it. 10, 15.
Yeah,
I left
nothing. 15.
Mm-hmm. Steve left 20, and he's like, you never know. I'm like...
He started out good, too. He came over, he introduced himself.
And that was before I showed up. And then when I showed up,
it might have been
there.
Maybe he was against you.
Yeah, he's like,
I doubt
what the
it.
Heck?
I can't imagine anybody being against you.
She's got the B vibe.
We might have annoyed him before you got there.
No way.
Could have happened.
He was just not mentally there. Like everybody got their food, and I'm sitting there.
I know.
I'm like, well, that's okay. But I was a waitress for many years,
mm-hmm.
and there are rules like 2 minute. Two-minute rule.
Exactly, exactly. I don't think when I was a waitress, I ever didn't bring all the food out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and when the other people brought the food out, I would be like, okay, checking to make sure, all right, we're good. And he
exactly.
took, like, 5 minutes to even come back to the table after the food was brought.
Exactly. Yeah, he wasn't with it.
No. But
Poor
it was
guy.
A fun night. We should have gotten a picture that night.
We should have.
I
we
was
did
not
do
on my game.
Me, Teresa,
really?
Julie, and Ellen. We got pictures of our feet, of
oh.
our shoes.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was thinking that today because again, you showed up without any makeup, and
mm-hmm.
so we can't take a picture. And I should have taken a picture with you on Sunday night. And it was a late happy birthday dinner.
It was nice.
It was. Thank you for letting me be involved in that. That was a lot of
fun. No, thank you for coming. That was awesome. A few people couldn't show up, and, you know, the holidays. That's always been the curse of my birthday being right before Christmas.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
My mother's the same way. Hers is December 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel so bad.
I always got the combo gift, you know, the combo Christmas
mm-hmm.
birthday gift growing up, and never could really have a party because there was always parties going on.
Everyone
and
was busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So I got totally off off topic here, but I have been fighting with the United States Postal Service over the last week. Another customer service issue.
Okay.
So I sent my mother a birthday gift, and then I sent her a Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. Two separate boxes, but I sent them the same day. Mm-hmm. So she lives with her sister, and I let my aunt know, hey, two boxes are coming. I'm tracking them. I'm using the tracking, and they should arrive on this day. So I checked on that day, and it said it would arrive that day or the next day. Still plenty of time for her birthday and, of course, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So it says it's delivered, not delivered to the house.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what do you mean you didn't get it? It says it was delivered.
Right.
Not out for delivery, delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, we didn't get it. So I opened up a ticket. If you're in the corporate world, you know what that means. You're opening up a complaint with the United States Postal Service, and waited 2 days, and then finally got a call from the Parker, Colorado, when it was sent to Missouri Postal Office, and they're like, well, here's the phone number for that postal office there in Missouri. Call them, and maybe they can provide some insight. I call, and I have never been talked to so rudely in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
And I did not go in guns a-blazing. Like, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I forget things at work. I just need to be, oh, Janet, don't do it like this, you know? So I'm like, this says it was delivered. It wasn't delivered. Well, your mother moved. I guess my mother had shown up at the post office, which, again, she's not an angry person. She probably would just been like, I want my gifts. Where are they?
Right.
This lady was like, your mother moved. Oh, no, she didn't. Well, she doesn't live with anyone that she was related to. She lives with her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what's going on, and this just seems like a big mess. And I was like, yes, it does.
And you guys caused it.
And I was like, you know, I'm going to talk to my mother, and then I'll get back to you. And I haven't called her. But then she got one of the gifts. I guess they were delivered to another house. The postman was able to retrieve one of the gifts, and mm-hmm. the other one they swear they didn't receive. But the postman's like, yes, I delivered it here.
Oh, so, no.
They were not anything expensive. It was all sentimental, like a mm-hmm. coffee mug with our pictures on it,
mm-hmm.
because she drinks a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
A 2015 calendar with pictures from when we went to visit her this summer. And so, yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's still not resolved, but I'm waiting for it to get resolved, and then I'm going to complain like crazy.
The problem with the government is there's no recourse.
No,
I'm sure. Anytime you deal with any of those customer service issues with the government, there's no recourse. I did actually have a very good experience with the Postal Service this week.
Let's share that, because that will make me feel better.
Well, it's not a good experience in the fact I was sent a certified letter from the government.
Boo. Another right. department of the government.
Another, right, but they lost it. I went to go pick it up. I had to wait in line after all these, you know, it's the holiday season. So I had to wait in line. I get up there. They can't find it. Then somebody else comes to help me. They can't find it. Then they bring a supervisor to come and help me. They can't find it. At this time, too, I'm sick. I'm late for work.
Oh, no.
I'm frustrated. I already know this is probably a letter from the IRS. I need to get this. And so finally, this guy, he says, look, let me have your number. Where do you work? I will find it. I will track it down, and I will deliver it to you personally. And that's what he did. He delivered it to my work. He found it, delivered it, and I can't shoot the messenger. It was a letter from the IRS, but I commended him. That was great, great, great customer service. But generally, that's not the experience you have with the government.
No.
They can give bad service, and there's no recourse.
They can be
recourse.
Very rude.
Exactly.
Because they can be.
Exactly. They have these protected jobs. And I work at Children's.
Right.
So there's another issue with the whole government. I think you heard about the whole VA fiasco.
Yes.
It was very sad. All these construction workers, I mean, we see thousands of them on campus because they're building the VA, and all of a sudden they're gone. They're completely gone. And then we find out that they paid out of their own pocket to make sure that these employees were paid. They had a budget of $600 million, but a plan that was a billion at least.
Wow.
And so all these, just all these issues. And I was thinking, you know, I think some branches of the government are where people go to work when they can't handle McDonald's or Walmart. They're just too challenging. The jobs are just too hard for them.
And the job security, it's like the ultimate union. without having to deal with the union.
Yes, exactly.
The U.S. government.
Exactly. And I know that they have to deal with so much. I know that I was an eligibility technician for food stamps many years ago. And you deal with a lot of stuff. But I can also say with some of my coworkers, they probably couldn't handle jobs at Walmart. Right. So, you know, there's just no recourse. It can be really bad customer service and no recourse whatsoever. And that's sad.
That is very sad.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Anyway, I don't know how I got off on that tangent. You know, I have gotten given a turkey for the holidays in the past. And when we were at dinner on Sunday night, you mentioned that you were given a turkey once.
I was.
And I want to hear this story. Actually, I want everyone that's listening to the podcast to hear this story because I still have been laughing and it's been 3 days.
For everybody to know how incredibly incompetent
You're not incompetent.
So during my undergrad years, I was a bartender at Gunther Tootie's in Glendale. I was a mainstay there. I was there all the time. And the owners of Gunther Tootie's, as a Christmas bonus, they gave us each a turkey.
Which, working in the bar restaurant industry, the fact that they even gave you something is amazing.
It is amazing. I didn't need a turkey, though.
Right.
But they gave me a turkey, and I put it in my car, and I went and picked up my daughter who's now 25, and she was little then. I went to pick her up and left the turkey back there, and then my car was parked for a few days, and the weather was cool when I parked it, but then it warmed up over the next few days, and I was driving in it later, and I'm like, what is that smell? This had to be probably 10 days after getting the turkey. I'm driving,
and
I'm like,
what is it outside?
It was unseasonably warm for December. It was probably around 60, 65.
Oh,
you know, so a lot warmer, too, in your car, because my car was like this dark navy blue.
Of course
it was. And I'm just driving. I'm like, what is that smell? That is so incredibly disgusting. What is that smell? And I look, and there's like this pile of turkey mush.
Did you touch it?
Well, I made my boyfriend at the time, who later became my husband and later became my ex-husband, I made him deal with it. Please deal with this smell. But I never got the smell out of the car.
Oh,
it was disgusting.
I can imagine the juices.
It was disgusting. But then, of course, I put the dogs in the car. Dogs are excited. Woo! Dead carcass. You know, they don't care.
I love my puppies, but ew, dogs, ew.
I know. They just were smelling, like, so excited. Smelling. Fortunately, they couldn't eat it, but
so yeah. I think of when I leave like chicken wrappers in the garbage without rinsing them off enough. And then the next day you're like, ew, what's that smell?
Uh-huh.
Is it like that, but like 10 times worse?
Way worse. Oh. Yes. I honestly thought there might possibly be a dead body in my trunk. I'm considering, did I maybe kill somebody, put them in my trunk, forget to dump them? I mean it was a horrible, I don't think I've ever smelled anything like that.
How long did you own the car after that?
Not too much longer.
Yeah.
But only because the car died. That was it. But
that, so what not to do with a Christmas turkey?
Yes.
Or ham?
Yes.
Or any meat product?
Well, and it's not like I learned my lesson, because then later I had a banana in my backpack, you know, which I put in my backpack, and it was like the last day of school. This was also undergrad years, and I had a banana that I had taken, and I left it in my backpack, and you know, you have a month break in between, and anyway, I had to throw the backpack out.
I think we've all done stuff like that, like I've left a banana, or like an apple, and you find it, and you're like, ooh, yuck.
Yeah,
gross.
Exactly.
But I don't know. The way you tell stories, it's so much more interesting. And I thought it would be a great a lesson for everyone listening to keep an eye on your turkey. Don't forget it in your car.
Unless you're like me, you won't learn from it.
And then as we were out on Sunday, you wanted to collect a souvenir. Is this something that you do? Like, you've done it before. I know that. We've talked about the carafe the last time you and T-Squared went out.
Stolen in my cleavage.
And what did you take this last Sunday?
I don't know. What are those little dishes?
The soy sauce in.
Yeah, the little tiny dish. And I don't need it.
Right.
And I'm not like a kleptomaniac. I don't go stealing stuff.
Is this
stuff,
okay,
just
that we talk about this?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
I'm really not a kleptomaniac. I mean, you don't
it's
have to worry
souvenirs.
That, you know, oh, did Carrie take something while
she
was here?
Oh, my gosh, never. Stop.
You might want to worry about that. But I go out so seldom that...
And that's what you kept saying.
Yes, so I keep like a little souvenir, and it's always something small that I can stick in my cleavage.
What else have you collected over the years?
Well, like a shot glass.
Yeah.
A rocks glass, that little carafe. Mm-hmm. I love the little carafe.
What do you use it for?
Well, my daughter uses it. She puts juice in it, and she thinks she's drinking wine. She's...
She's 10.
Exactly. Adorable. It's exciting for her. You know, just those... Oh, I stole pens, too. When we were at Kona, I stole the pens.
Oh, you did?
Remember, I collected all the pens.
But they said Kona Girl. I think I caught the tail.
I know, so it wasn't as exciting because I think I could actually take the pens.
Yes. So. And I think they were cheaply made because, like, didn't half of them not work?
I like how they write, though.
Oh, okay. So they're smooth and lovely.
Yes.
I did not.
And you know I'm picky about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As a writer, I bet you are.
Yes, I am.
I bet you are. Well, that was so much fun. Let's do Woman Crush of the Week so that we don't forget. I have picked someone that everyone knows. You have to know Meryl Streep, right?
Absolutely.
She's an actress. She's known for being a phenomenal actress. Has been nominated for more Academy Awards than any other actor, male or female, which I thought was amazing.
She's phenomenal.
She is. And she is an advocate globally for women's rights. The best quote that I found was, "You just have to keep on doing what you do. It's the lesson I get from my husband. He just says, keep going, start by starting. Start by starting." I love that.
I need that.
Yes. And we'll talk about one of her latest movies here in just a few moments.
I love her.
She is amazing.
She is such a great actress that you really can, when she plays evil, mm-hmm. you can absolutely hate her.
Yes.
Absolutely hate her.
Yes, but then you see her on the red carpet and you're like, oh, I love her.
I know, I do. I do actually love her. She does a lot for women. And that's why I didn't pick a woman crush of the week, because I'm just going on the tail end of yours because she's so good.
There we go.
Uh-huh.
Some staying with the Hollywood world, some Hollywood happenings. I want to talk about The Interview first, because I feel like our second topic is going to take a little bit longer. So The Interview was a movie I've seen the trailer for several times. And it's so late on this news to even talk about, but the release has been canceled here in the United States because it was canceled by Sony due to threats from North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. It was supposed to be released on the 25th of December, and they decided not to screen it, and then they just decided not to release it. The film was about a fictional plot to kill North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It may never make it to the big screen ever. Hackers have already carried out a cyber attack on Sony and warned the public to stay away from cinemas screening during the film. And the U.S. government said it was considering a range of options on how to respond to the attack. I actually heard last night, or read last night, that North Korea internet has been attacked.
Yes.
And they were having issues yesterday.
Yeah, and now they're trying to decide if we were behind shutting them down. So...
It's ridiculous. All
it's about interesting, a movie. And it's a satirical movie too. It's comedy, isn't it? That's what I thought. I thought it was satirical.
Yes. I can't remember the actors in it, but yeah.
They're going to stream it. I heard morning that they're going
we'll
to stream
be able
it.
To see it, but just not
exactly.
In theaters.
But it's interesting. I still don't think they actually know the source of the hackers.
No.
They know it originated from North Korea, but. Right. They don't know the source. So it's interesting. And I never really truly thought about the terrorism attacks, you know, the cyber warfare. I never thought about it. But it sounds like we're in the middle of it, because now they're saying that we caused the internet shutdown in North Korea. So it's interesting.
Can you imagine? We're so reliant on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
If it got shut down.
Oh, I'd be in a panic.
Our money is all in banks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe need to look at the mattress bank situation.
I have $1.85 in my account. It's all good.
And then Sons of Anarchy, when you started podcasting with me, you had just...
I hadn't seen it at all yet when I first started.
You had just heard about it and wanted to. And then you...
When I went through my breakup, I decided to make Netflix my boyfriend. And that was what I watched. And... got very into it.
Oh, that was an easy show to get into. Even though it was violent, and that's not my typical thing, and I would look away during the violence, like, mm-hmm. I got into the storyline. And the series finale was a couple weeks ago now.
Right.
But I want to hear your takes on it, without trying to give away any spoilers.
It's not so, it was close to what I predicted.
Really?
It was. It was close to what I predicted. I felt like that was the only way it could have ended. I think it was one of the best season finales, even though it was sad. I think it was one of the best season finales ever.
Well, it made the top five.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was three.
When I was listening to you and Teresa last week, the ones that made it kind of surprised me. I'm surprised that some, I mean, it's supposed to be of all time, right? So there's some, like MASH, I'm really surprised that didn't make it. MASH was probably one of the best finales ever. And the Bob Newhart show, did you ever watch that? Mm-hmm. It was quite a while ago. But, you know, there was the first Bob Newhart show where he lived in New York, and I don't know if he was a journalist or what he was.
Okay.
And then there was a second Bob Newhart where him and his wife, they bought like a bed and breakfast in Maine or Vermont or something. It was kind of a cute show and some interesting characters. But the way that they ended it was he woke up in bed with Susan Plachette, who was his wife in the first Bob Newhart.
Oh, wow.
In their apartment.
Full circle.
Had a whole dream. This was a dream. His whole bed and breakfast with a different wife. And Larry and his brother Daryl and his other brother Daryl. That was all just a dream. And so it was an interesting, fun finale. So I was kind of surprised. I didn't think the finales that made the list.
Right. I think we got the list from E! Online. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how far back they went. I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, I think
enough that the younger generations didn't go, who, huh?
Right.
This is an old person's
article. It's like when you look at some of the best guitarists, some of those lists, I'm like, this has been written by a 25-year-old because I don't know any of these people.
Their perspective is so different, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. But Sons of Anarchy, I thought, was great finale.
It was. The episode before the series finale, though,
I thought it was anticlimactic.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. Like, I knew what was going to happen. We all knew what was going to happen. And then when it happened, you're like... But then again, it gives you insight into a different world that you and I are not in and a different thinking that you and I are not in.
Right.
And again, like we were talking about Woman Crush, like I always pick these celebrities and I'm like, you know, real life people can be Woman Crush of the Weeks too. And you're like, well, celebrities are real life. Well, not in my head. They're up here and they have these lives that I will never understand.
They are in a total different world.
They are.
Certainly.
Yes. So that was our Hollywood happenings. I want to talk about the movie review that I want to do. It's going to be released on Christmas Day, which is 2 days away. Cannot believe that. It's Into the Woods. Have you seen the play?
No.
Okay, my coworker, Min Min, she actually has seen the play, and she was like, oh, you get to go see that? And I was like, yeah, I'm super excited. Meryl Streep's in it, Johnny Depp. There's a whole list of crazy actors and actresses that are amazing. We have Meryl Streep. She plays the witch. Emily Blunt is the baker's wife. James Corden is the baker. Anna Kendrick is Cinderella. Chris Pine, cutie patootie Chris Pine. He plays Cinderella's prince. Johnny Depp plays the wolf. Tracy Ullman, who I haven't seen in years, was played Jack's mother. And Christine Baranski played Cinderella's stepmother. So there's a lot of big names. And I was super excited. Disney, I usually love Disney. Like, I'm still in love with Frozen.
Me too.
I'm trying to get Steve to watch it, and he's just like...
I've watched it 3 times now.
It's awesome.
By myself. My daughter doesn't like it. She watches Walking Dead.
Oh, you guys switch.
Mm-hmm.
So the movie, it's a twist on several of the Brothers Grimm fairy tales, intertwining the plots of a few choice stories and exploring the consequences of the characters' wishes and quests, which is very interesting. You see the consequences of what they wish for, what they get, and then the actual outcome. They don't just end with a happy ever after. But it is a musical. It follows the classic tales of Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Rapunzel. It ties all of these together in an original story involving a baker and his wife wishing their wish of having a family and having children, and their interaction with the witch who put a curse on them. So there's a lot of singing. Have I said it's a musical?
Yes.
That was the worst part to me. A lot of singing. It's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving it 2 Hot Pete stars out of 5. But Rotten Tomatoes, have it at 82%.
I might have to go see it.
I bet you'll like it. I'm just like,
does it kind of, it sounds a little bit like it intertwines the real Grimm stories.
Yes.
Does it?
Oh,
it
yes. Does? It does.
Because those are not the happy little fairy tales that
right.
we think of them.
Right. It's not the Disney version.
Awesome. Yeah. I might have to go check it out.
So it'll hit theaters Christmas Day, and I'm sure I'm way off. My perspective is just because I was like, whoa, enough. No more singing. Stop it. Please stop. And it was a three-hour movie, so yeah.
Oh,
if
that's
you're not
long.
Into singing, it was a bit long.
Okay.
So I've added something new to the podcast. It's question and answer fun.
Okay.
I'm waiting. One of these days you guys are going to like bring your own questions, and I'm prepared.
Okay.
But this week we've got my questions. So what's your favorite Christmas moment of all time?
Actually, my favorite, I feel a little selfish in saying this, but my favorite I didn't have my kids. My kids weren't with me.
Okay.
And me and...
It's okay to be selfish from time to time.
Yeah, me and Zach, we went, and it was almost spur of the moment. We went to Playa del Carmen.
What's that?
It's in Mexico.
Okay.
It's a place in Mexico where supposedly you can drink the water, but, you know, I didn't chance it.
Right.
Actually, I just drank so much booze that it was just nice. We spent 4 days in Playa del Carmen. We did the whole fun tourist thing. It was just fun.
Nice.
And I'm not a big holiday person at all. I've
right.
told you this before, not because I'm a Jehovah's Witness, because I know you were worried about that when I said that.
Like, crap, I gotta not give her
yeah,
a gift.
I like the idea of non-traditional types of Christmas. One of my dreams is to spend Christmas on one of those volunteer vacations, going to like a third world country,
okay.
building houses or something. You know, bring in some different meaning to Christmas, because growing up, Christmas just wasn't a happy time
right.
for me and my family. It just wasn't happy. So I would like to bring some new meaning. But that was probably my favorite Christmas moment. We had just gotten together. We had been together we'd been friends for several years. But we had just became a couple a few weeks before that and taken a nice vacation. It was just nice. It was
that
wonderful.
Sounds so much fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. I guess mine would have to be, you know, just remembering going to my grandmother's every Christmas. And she didn't go all out with the decorations, but she went all out and made the food. And then, you know, mm-hmm. since she passed away, like, I don't really do much with the family. They're not big holiday people. So I do miss that. So that's my biggest.
That was my grandma, too. My grandma was the one that kind
of
pulled it all together. Exactly. And going over there, you know, their house was, she had like this clothesline that had all their Christmas cards. And they had,
oh, that's awesome.
They had hundreds of Christmas cards. And she baked bread and she made candy. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was nice. It was nice going over there. But I was very young and she got Alzheimer's and. You know, so then Christmas became pretty meaningless without Grandma.
Right. I was lucky enough that Grandma didn't pass away until I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that glue from childhood, you know, teenage years, and mm-hmm. then to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm an adult now, and I guess I'll do my own thing, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So, do you have big plans this year?
For Christmas?
Yes. It's in 2 days.
Oh, well, no, then. If it's in 2 days, then
right.
no.
If you had
no,
big
my,
plans, they would be established.
My kids want to stay with their dad because their dad's girlfriend has kids. And
oh, okay.
So it will be, you know, I can read or.
I did that a few years ago. Before Steve and I started dating, I spent a Christmas in bed, watched The Christmas Story,
mm-hmm.
read. Just
sometimes
no one,
that's the best way to spend it, especially when you spend so much time working and you're just constantly busy.
Mm-hmm.
Just that recharge and
yes.
yeah, it's I enjoy that. I'll probably spend some time with Zach, but you know,
question mark. All right.
Yeah, we probably don't need to get into
nope.
that.
All right, New Year's Eve is right after Christmas, and I feel like every year I'm like, do Christmas, bah, New Year's Eve, oh my God, what am I going to wear? So I'm trying to find something to wear for New Year's Eve right now, but what are your plans for New Year's Eve?
I don't do anything on New Year's Eve, honestly.
It's a good day
I
to
don't.
Not go out because the
exactly,
crazies go out.
Exactly, because, you know, it's one thing, I'm so sorry.
It's all good. Sound effects for the podcast. Whee!
There now it sounds like I have friends. No, you know, going out on a regular night, you know, you deal with the drunks and the regular drunks, the ones that go out every weekend and they drink and they do mm-hmm. their thing and, you know, get crazy. On New Year's Eve, you deal with all the amateur drunks too.
Right.
And I just get so impatient with them.
And it's scary to drive.
It is scary it really to is. Drive. It's scary because it's surprising how many people still drive drunk on New Year's mm-hmm. Eve. It's just surprising.
It's
so
insane.
Yeah.
Steve's actually performing. He's performing in the area. The last 2 years he hasn't. So I'm like, yay!
I did see that.
Yeah, he'll be in Colorado Springs at Looney's. And yeah, so that's our big plans. But I still need to find a dress. He's like, it's just a comedy club. I'm like, I need you to see me at my best for the first day of 2015.
He still does not get women.
He really doesn't.
I know. You
would think the variety and the numbers that he's gone through, like, he would get it by now.
You no. dress up. That's what we yeah. do.
But so if anyone has any, like, tips for finding some cute... I've looked. I'm being very picky. I think it's body image issues this year. So,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. I quit smoking a year ago tomorrow and haven't looked back, but I have put on a little stop smoking weight.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did that. And the doctor just kind of looks at me like, well, I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I've stressed about it. My
I
doctor,
did what you wanted me to do. I quit smoking.
And my doctor, you know, I stress about the weight gain, especially given my history. So right. I stress about it. My doctor said, you'd have to gain 300 pounds to do the damage that smoking does to your body.
Well, that's a good fact that my doctor doesn't share with me.
My doctor is pretty awesome. He's not one of those that...
Sugarcoat it.
My doctor is moderation. Everything mm-hmm. moderation. You know, you're still healthy. You're still... Don't stress about this stuff. So he's probably a perfect doctor for me, having my history, you know, right. with eating disorder. He's a very good doctor for me because he doesn't stress about that.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So I tried on a dress last weekend and it was like, no way. Got a little flab where it shouldn't be flab. So.
And you're probably the only one who notices.
But you know that's how we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's how we are.
Yeah. And how you feel. Right. How you feel when you go out. Is definitely
will affect you and your significant other. So
right, and so I try to pull that in. You know, dress in where I'm comfortable. Sunday night when we went out, I had
you
some other.
Adorable.
Well, I had some other plans on what I wanted to wear, but none of them made me feel good. And I thought, you know what, this is perfect. This is what I wore. This is perfect. I feel good in it. You know, so mm-hmm. yeah.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
I haven't made resolutions in a while, but I think I'm going to make a few this year. I think so. One is that I've been working out pretty consistently for about, oh, I'd say about 5 months now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been back to running, but I'm still eating like right. crazy. So I'm not, you know, I'm not feeling a whole lot of change mm-hmm. in my feet maybe.
It is all about the diet.
Yeah. So I'm going to clean up the eating, and that's kind of the way I've always done things. Everything's kind of in the stage, mm-hmm. you know. So I got the working out done. Now I'm going to clean up the eating. So that's peace. I'm probably going to continue working on cleaning up my money stuff.
That's hard. Yeah.
It is, and it's time. I'm 47 years old. It's time I start acting like an adult with finances.
There we go.
So I'm going to do that. I'm also going to go out more.
Everyone, stop and take note.
Yeah, I think...
We got to keep her accountable on this resolution.
Yeah, I think I need to go out more, but not just... I don't want to just go to the bar, so maybe I need
right.
to find...
There's so much more to do. Yeah. Like, there's a huge art district
mm-hmm.
in Denver. Amazing plays and stuff.
Right, and so I think I need to either convince some of my friends to do some of these things.
Right.
And my friends get frustrated because every weekend they'll ask me, do you want to go see this band? Do you want to go out? Do you want to go to this bar? No, I don't want to do that.
Right.
Why don't we do some of the things I want to do? Let's do happy hour. Let's go to art galleries. Let's, you know, let's go for a hike. Let's do other things.
So you're not out until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly, because I don't do well with that. I just, I don't. I'm a morning person, so once in a while, that's just fine. But I do need to go out more. And my status last night was, and I'm not looking for a boyfriend by any means, but, you know, it's getting to this place where people are, you know, you're never going to meet anybody. So I had this status yesterday that my dream man is probably currently dressed in sweats, binge watching Netflix, eating a bowl of cereal for dinner. And we'll get along splendidly and have happily ever after if we can figure out how to meet.
Right.
You know, because we're both at home.
Too bad there's not like a Netflix dating site.
I know. Have you seen that meme where it's, yes. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Yeah, Carrie McLeod, she's also binge-watched Fringe. She's been watching Fringe for the last 12 hours, too. Just like you.
Right. So. What color are your sweats?
Exactly.
Please compliment each other.
Exactly. No, I'm just kind of getting into a rut. So I do need to start going out more. And you know, I rebelled against going out because I'm comfortable. I am a homebody, you know.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, so I am comfortable being at home. But at the same time, I need to have somewhat of a social life. So I need to go out and do things. And maybe I just need to go out and do things alone and meet people at the things that I like to do.
That's kind of what I had to do when my ex and I broke up. I didn't have a lot of me friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of went where I felt comfortable.
Right.
Which was the Grizzly Rose. Mm-hmm. I worked there part-time, and so I'd go out there and, yeah, build some friendships off of that and ended up running into Steve, and ta-da!
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not that I'm looking for anybody. It's just that I do need to be a little more social. Might make my writing world a little more interesting, too.
How is the blog doing?
Well, my links, I think I told you this, my links are broken.
So and I just I have haven't a link had the to time. Your blog on our
and it will website, take it
to girlsandbottlewine.com.
Yeah, and it will take you to the most current. There's a few people who, for some reason, they can get to everything.
Okay.
Like they can look in the menu and they can get to everything. Not everybody can. So I have these broken links, and I'm not sure exactly what the issue is. I don't know if it's with the theme that I'm using for WordPress. Or if anybody's listening and can help me with this, that would be fantastic.
Right.
WordPress is not that intuitive. And so I just need to figure out what's going on. It might be with the mobile plugin that I'm using. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But so I have quite a few things written. It's just I haven't wanted to post anything while I'm trying to figure this out. And I've been so busy with work. And then I got sick. And, you know, I just haven't had the time to deal with it. And that's something I intend on doing during this vacation is figuring out.
Right.
What's going on with my blog. And then, you know, of course, I write other things, too. So,
right.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Great.
Where do you post those?
I don't.
You don't, like, go to Lerotica or anything?
No. I mean, I have a few different sites where sometimes I'll write for some money. Like, they pay you, you know, so
very
much,
cool.
So many pennies per word. So, I do a few of those. You know, and I write a lot of fiction. I write every day. It's something I have to do.
That's awesome.
I have to write.
It's your outlet.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Which might explain why you don't like to get out much, because you spend
right.
a lot of time writing.
Right. Well, and, you know, I spend so much time at work, and then I, you know, I have so much time to write, and yeah, I, mm-hmm. but some of it is just being in a rut.
Right.
You know, and there's probably, like you brought up, there's probably, you know, body image issues, you know, because I have gained weight since I quit smoking, and you know, so just I just need to get out.
Gotcha.
That's the whole thing.
So that's what we're gonna try and help you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you have kids, so this next topic I brought up just because I like the way you think on most things.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I would love to hear your opinion when it comes to this. So recently, Jennifer Aniston. Came out and said that a lot of people have given her flack for not having kids. Many women without kids shared the awareness and the constant judgment. Like, I have friends that are like, so when are you going to have kids? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, if you notice my relationship, it's not really a relationship that has any room for children. Mm-hmm. There's already children in the picture. So, and I'm okay with that.
Right.
I like my me time.
Right.
A lot of it.
Right.
And so Jennifer Aniston, in an interview for January's Allure magazine, she addressed the issue head on. She said, "I don't like the pressure that people put on me, on women, that you failed yourself as a female because you haven't procreated. I don't think it's fair," she said. "You may not have a child come out of your vagina, but that doesn't mean you aren't mothering, such as dogs, friends' children, nephews, nieces." So there are plenty of reasons why women might not have children. It could be they've made the choice not to have children, they're waiting for the right partner, or they might want to be mothers but not have, but have difficulties starting a family. Mm-hmm. So there's many reasons. So stop your judgments. Now, what are your thoughts on it?
My thoughts are this is just another way that women judge each other. And it doesn't stop so with true. The children, but they do. Women do judge each other. Women judge other mothers, will judge other women for making the conscious choice to not have children.
Right.
Or questioning, when are you going to have kids? And I have several friends who don't want to have kids. And, you know, I don't have the good kind of kids. And I get it. I do. If if I had the choice to do over, no, I'm kidding. I do love my children, but it doesn't stop with that. You know, once you have kids, if you do decide to have children, mm-hmm. which is a choice, if you do decide to have children, then if you're a working mother, then stay-at-home mothers judge you. And when you're a working right. mother, you judge the mothers who stay at home and think that, oh, they just live through their kids. And, you know, there's all this judgment going on. And men don't face that. They don't. Men can absolutely decide, I don't want to have kids. Mm-hmm. They can decide that. And it's not a big deal. And the thing is why don't women get that same courtesy to make that choice right. without the judgment? Because really, women do a lot more of the work in it. They're the ones that cook the baby, you right. know, and they birth the baby. And they're, you know, if they're nursing mothers, they're attached to the baby for, you know, 6 months, a year. Some are crazy and nurse their babies for 5 years, which is insane. But, you know, it's just another way to judge. And I work with a woman who she married a little bit later, still young enough where she could have had kids, but she chose not to have kids. She works for children. She's still doing plenty for children.
Children.
Look
yes.
at Oprah. I mean, right. Oprah's like adopted Africa.
Right.
You know, I mean, she made the conscious choice to not have kids. And I think that women should be accepted to, it's okay for them to not have children.
Stop judging each other. We
but
need
they do.
To embrace each other.
Mm-hmm. They do. And then even, you know, and women are constantly sizing each other up. And, you know, so parents, you know, mothers are judging other mothers. My kids are better than yours. And, you right. know, my kids are better sports or my kids are more, you know, it's just stop.
Stop. Yes.
Just stop. Everybody has a different life path that they want to live. And if they don't want to have children, I personally think it's a good choice, you know, and I do feel for the people that do want to have children and they can't, and
oh yes,
they could have mine. I'm so kidding.
It's the Carrie McLeod Adoption Agency.
I know, I do actually.
Just two children.
I do actually love my children. So it's interesting to, I'm glad she came, I'm glad Jennifer Aniston came out and said that.
Because I know for
Oprah
many
did
years.
That a long time ago too. She came out and yeah. said, I made a conscious choice. My career is my baby.
My baby, yeah. Mm-hmm. And for many years, I've heard many people, well, is Jennifer Aniston pregnant? Is she going to get pregnant? Like, mm-hmm. from the Brad Pitt days all the way to mm-hmm. her current fiancé. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, poor girl. She's beautiful. She's talented. But she doesn't want kids in the mix. And she may down the road, but she
But she's
not.
Close to my age, isn't
is
she?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. She's one of those people that she does enough Botox that you can't. Tell if she's out of
and
her
plus
20s.
I think she's just naturally stunning. I mean, she is absolutely beautiful.
She is.
And I think that's a fine choice. I always wondered too if she ended up in the, you know, because now Brad Pitt of course
has like
a gazillion kids.
Yeah.
You know, they've adopted the children that Oprah didn't. And you know, so I always wondered if that was kind of an end of his marriage with Jennifer Aniston
right.
is she didn't want to have kids
and
he did. And I can totally relate to that because that's a big part of my my breakup is the man who wants kids and I don't want any more kids.
Right.
So it does become an issue in relationships. And you know, what's interesting is when I was going through that, women judge that too.
They do.
You know, why, if you love him, why don't you want to have any more kids? Because I'm 47 years old.
Right.
You know, my oldest child is 25. My youngest is 10. I'm hoping to get them all moved out, and then I'm going to move.
Right.
And not tell them where I live. You know, so it's interesting. And then, you know, it's also interesting, too, as you see some of those opinions of women. You know, some of my own friends said, well, you should just tell him. You should just tell him that you're willing to have kids and then just not have any. And I'm thinking, I can kind of see why you're always single.
Right.
And why you...
That is
you,
the ultimate deceit.
It is incredible. I there's no way I could claim to love somebody and deceive him that way. There's no way.
Blatantly, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, you could say, oh, yeah, I'm a good cook, and then, oops, mm-hmm. maybe I fibbed a little bit, but dang, mm-hmm. that's not something...
And the whole thing is, you know, having children or not having children, they're incredibly personal decisions, and mm-hmm. truthfully, when it comes...
And that's a child, that's a life.
Yeah, we don't have a say in what other people choose to do.
Right.
We just don't, And, you know, just because I have a Sub-Zero freezer doesn't mean that I'm going to always fill it with ice cream. You know, it's right. the same thing. You know, yeah, I have the baby-making equipment. It doesn't mean...
You're going to use it until you can't.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, and nobody should be judged for
it. And that's why I love you, because you're so... Yeah. I love your opinion on things. Maybe if it were the opposite opinion, I wouldn't love you as much. No, I love that you don't sugarcoat things. You're just, this is how I feel, and this is it.
Well, and I just have a firm belief in live and let live. You know, yeah. people need to be able to make their own choices. And when it comes to children, that's big choices.
Big choices.
I mean, in my case, it was more like, oh, crap, we're out of rubbers, you know. But it still is actually a big choice.
It is. Well, thank you so much, Carrie McLeod, for coming
to Thank the you for podcast. Having me.
And if you want to check her out on Facebook, she's Carrie on Life and then carrieonlife.com as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And hopefully I'll get my blog up and running and fixed and all the links. The links work for some people. It might work for some of you.
And if you want to read the latest posts, the link to her website is on twogirlsandabottleofwine.com. So. We'll have you back in just a couple weeks after the new year. Check in on your New Year's resolutions, see how those are going.
Oh, you're going to hold me accountable.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. All right, we'll see you guys and have a very, very, very Merry Christmas. We'll be back next week with the New Year's show. All right, bye.
Bye.
You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and like us at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram @2girlsandwine. You can find our podcasts all over the place. We're at podbean.com, spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and stitcher.com. You can also find all of our links on our blogs at @2girlsandwine.tumblr.com or @2girlsandwine.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you each and every week at Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.